called Buchenwald. It's a 5-part poem about Goethe. Goethe carried the blood of Christ through the forest and up Edisburg Hill. A bottle of sweet red wine, a basket of strawberries. The sunlight was dazzling. It poured through the leaves all glowing and mystical. He met Charlotte von Stein under a tall oak tree and spread out a soft scarlet blanket. They sat down together in the shade and kissed and passed the bottle back and forth, spoke about Greek tragedy and chrysanthemums, Bruegel. They listened to the wind and the leaves and laughed and kissed more. Another beginning, always a new beginning for the Prince of Poets. He didn't believe in growing old. There is a place in the fairy tale German forest so strange and dark and accursed the fairies won't even go there, or the giants or the dwarfs. You will find no traveling musicians there, no frog brides or grateful beasts. It is a place of no human comprehension because it is so utterly human. It is a heart carved out in wood, the law of the soil. All the trees are chopped away except for one, Goethe's oak. The cross and the source, the place he met Charlotte. It stands somewhere between darkness and light, some sylvan, driving, divining symbol. But the leaves are parched, and when the inmates are led around the old mangled trunk, they keep their heads down. The human spirit slipping away is the sound of gravel crunching underfoot, gunfire, a man screaming in agony, a butterfly's wings, the human spirit deconstructing itself as a flash of light on a dental instrument, broken glass on a cold tile floor, a woman collapsing on the ground. Now true, misleading reports are being spread about the camp at Buchenwald. One could say, reports of atrocities. Goethe's oak has had, thus far, to my knowledge, not a single of the inmates of the camp tied to it, much more to the other oaks of which there is no shortage of in this wood. The human spirit drifting off is the sound of an incinerator chimney belching ashes of the dead. In August of 1944, that old fabled tree symbol burst into flame. It was struck by a stray Allied firebomb and fell, but it was drying up and dying long before that. It was as though the soul of art had slipped out of it, refused to give it spring or leaves or verse and let it decay. Poetry and politics didn't mix very well, according to Goethe. Poetry is perennial, politics a petrified stump. Who's to say who's Mephistopheles and who is Faust? If we're all a little bit of both and a little bit of Helen, where eternity ends and time begins, or vice versa, a stump marks the spot. What once was a tree and then a flaming cross, an accidental offering to an unknown god, then came the day of liberation. An American rabbi held an inmate in his arms and laughed and cried, "How old are you, my child?" "That doesn't matter. I'm older than you." "Why do you believe you're older than me?" "Because you are laughing and crying like a child. I am not crying. I have not laughed for a long time either. So tell me, who is older, you or I?"